Good morning. I hope that your day is going well, and as you get it going, you know the best way to have a good day is to live your day in a good relationship with God. Because when you know that God is involved in your day, that you're living in relationship with Him, then there's nothing that can happen in your day that can totally throw you off your tracks. Because you know, God is in control. God loves me. Whatever happens, even if it's painful or difficult, I can trust Him. He's going to walk with me, and He's going to help me to have a victorious attitude in life. Build your relationship with God more than anything else. You'll never be sorry. We're looking at the book of Romans. We've seen that it's all about God's righteousness, and it starts off by saying we can't attain God's righteousness by ourselves in any way. Whether you're an immoral person or a moral person or a religious person, it doesn't matter. Every person stands condemned before God, and there's nothing we can do. You can't get right with God by keeping the rules of the Bible, or by being a good person, or by being religious, doing the sacraments, being baptized. None of these things make you right before God. And Paul says in Romans chapter 3, verse 21, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested. In verse 28, he says, we maintain that a man is justified by faith apart from the works of the law, and that it's through coming to faith in Jesus Christ and what God has done for us, not what we can do for God, because none of us can do enough for God to erase the guilt of our sins. It's only what God has done for us. And so, by simple faith in Jesus Christ, he says in Romans 3:24, being justified as a gift. Do you pay for a gift? No. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Well, what has changed in our lives now that we've been justified? Look what he says in Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we can look back on the event in our lives that gave us peace with God, that moment when we trusted what he had done for us in the person of Jesus Christ, and our guilt was taken away, and Jesus' righteousness was given to us so that now we have a free access to God. We have peace with God. That's different from the peace of God. God gives us peace to face different situations, but here it's talking about your relationship with God, where there was this barrier between you and God because of your sin. Now there's peace. So we can look back at that. But we can look around ourselves right now, too, and find the grace of God in our lives. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we are standing. And we exult in hope of the glory of God. So we're here in this condition of grace right now. God is just pouring out his grace in our lives because of our relationship with him. And also, we can look forward in hope of the glory of God. We exult in hope of the glory of God. We know that death is not going to be the end for us, that there is this incredible experience waiting for us because we are children of God now. And when we die, of course, our bodies will die, but our spirits will go on. And because we have found this forgiveness through what God has done for us in the person of Jesus Christ, now we have this confidence about the future when we die. It's not the end. It's the beginning of an incredible experience of glory forever with God. Do you know that in your life? I'm John North.